Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about Spinoza's God, the mind-blowing philosophy, and also when Einstein was a fan of that. So, Spinoza, born in Amsterdam in 1632, refused to blindly follow the rigid religious dogmas of his days, arguing instead that everyone should take his or her own part in deciding what to believe. Spinoza's beliefs can be likened to those in Hinduism, yet he seems to overlook the beauty of the Hindu religion. Hinduism is rich and well-suited for many different types of people, which is something that seems to be missing in Spinoza's philosophy. But still, he was inspired from the Hindu religion. He looted groupthink and believed that most organized religions, particularly the Judeo-Christian kind, fooled delusional and sectarianism. At the heart of his critique was a view that religious authorities had radically misconceived what God actually is, distorting truths and corrupting the minds of the followers. And to agree 100%. They had fallen for the illusion of an anthropocentric God, an external being acting upon the world of human affairs, intervening according to his whims. In this view, God resembled a king. It is just radical. They have built their own God in their mind. And if God is not acting after their will, then this is a devil. No? Oh my God. So this is why I prefer Hinduism. For Spinoza, however, this conception of God prevalent in Christianity and Judaism could not have been further from the truth. I agree to 100%. God was not like a man consisting of a body and a mind and subject to passions, he wrote. That view was superstitious and contrary to true faith. Furthermore, believers in such a deity were motivated more by fear than by virtue. Yes. The terror of divine wrath, this is also mainly for the Judaism, was not a healthy foundation upon which to build one religion. This is also true for the Islam. You should love God and not fear God, okay? The framework of salvation and damnation led to emotional instability that was incompatible with a virtuous life. Absolutely true. You serve God for nothing. You don't do want anything back, okay? And God cares for you. And everything what you get is from God, okay? And you get what you deserve. This is a simple philosophy from the Hinduism. In a letter to a young man named Albert Burke, a recent convert to Catholicism and later major of Amsterdam, Spinoza wrote, "Having become a slave to the Roman Church, you have been guided not so much by the love of God as by fear of hell." There were few institutions more adept, he added, at deceiving ordinary people and controlling man's mind. The Christians believe more in the devil than in God, I think. And there exists no devil in the Hinduism religion. Because everything is good for us. Spinoza argued that whatever exists is in God. That is exact the definition of the Hinduism. So he had stolen this idea. The divine being is not some distant force, but it is all around us. It's totally the definition of Hinduism. Nothing is in nature, is separate from him, neither people, animals, nor inanimate objects. to the view that God is synonymous with nature is called pantheism. A term often retrospectively applied to Spinoza, whatever the label, this view has been portrayed as a denial of God's transcendental power. This is also, this is 100% true. The nature is a part of God, but see the synonymous nature as a single God is not God at all. Spinoza was accused of denying the ontological difference between God and his creations, thereby trivializing the Creator. Also his whole definition, what he got here, is stolen from the Hinduism. Okay, no? However, Spinoza's philosophy does not trivialize God in the slightest. It is true that in his conception, God is intimately bound up with nature. But just because God is not separate from the world does not mean he is identical to it. He is not identical to it. He is much more. Okay, this is all Hinduism, okay. In fact, he is distinct as there is a relationship of dependency that flows in one direction. We are constitutionally dependent on God, but God is not dependent on us, Argus God. And this you have to understand. And then they say, I'm God, here I am, and so on. They're braggers. This has nothing to do with God. I'm the creator and I can create the same thing like God. My God. Today you hear such nonsense. We are continually dependent on God. But God is not dependent on us, Argus Spinoza. Oh. For Spinoza, everything we are, indeed the continued existence of all things, is a manifestation of God's power. This is also all Hindu the same. Kalis uses the term being in God to describe his aspect of Spinoza's thought, the way we are created by and conceived through God. So the whole concept what has is from the Hinduism. No? So he had read it and then he overtook it. Okay. In some respect, Spinoza was following a well-established Christian tradition in his conception of the divine. The 8th century monk John of Damascus said that toward God all things tend and in God they have their existence. Augustine wrote in the 4th century after Christi birth that all things are in God. A few later echoed by Aquinas, Spinoza in turn echoed them all and traced the line of thinking further back of a contemporary of Jesus, that all things are in God and move in God, I affirm, same with power. Concept is from the Hinduism. Okay. Anselm wrote, in you I move and in you I have my being, expanding on his thought. You thought nothing can be without you, are nevertheless not in place or time, but all things are in you. For nothing contains you, but to contain all things. In many, it may sound unusual, yet it resonates with those who have experienced an out-of-body experience or lost the identification with their body. Sure. Being in God is not only an ontological reality, but also a spiritual imperative. Anselm says, I pray, O God, that I may know you and love you, so that I may rejoice in you. Everything exists in God, but we can participate more fully in the divine nature through reason and our intuitive understanding of God's omnipresence. The more we manage to do this, the higher the state of joy we can attain, bring us closer to sharing in perfection. Additionally, this is not a mind thing, it is a feeling thing, okay? Additionally, there is a real-world ethical dimension to being in God. Spinoza's faith has practical significance, guiding the believer's action, he writes, the good which everyone who seeks virtue wants for himself. He also desires for other people. And this desire is greater as his knowledge of God is greater. True religion consists of this exercise of loving kindness. For sure. Of course, Spinoza and his forebears differ on many questions, the existence of angel, the afterlife, and what counts as a fundamental substance. As a Sufi, so I'm a Sufi, a Hindu Sufi, for what we need the angels? We focus only on God. All the other things are simple distraction. So who is greater than the angel? God. Okay, focus on God. And let the angel go. Okay? The afterlife and what counts as a fundamental substance. Moreover, Spinoza rejected the theology that gained prominence in the Middle Ages, the habit of making sense of things by emphasizing the final end to which they are supposedly pointed. So instead, Spinoza's thoughts treats a narrow line between the old and the new, the medieval and the modern. Much of his philosophy was decidedly modern in its themes and concept, and he took a keen interest in new science discoveries. So he copied the Hindu religion, okay. That was his concept. Né? Anyone open to the idea of religious belief but uncomfortable with orthodox teaching should read Spinoza or the Hindu scripture. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.